This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Jason Peters, you know, bless his heart, he's one of the best Philadelphia Eagles ever. Comes in, plays guard, goes to tackle, comes back and plays guard, and actually played pretty well.
Bless his heart. Doug was given the eulogy years ago. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh, yesterday we got the news that, and I think
it was like
it was a Freudian slip, the finally. Because it feels like he should have went home a few years ago. But he is officially retiring now. Jason Peters spent 19 years in the NFL.
Hell of a career, man.
Yeah, a lot of that, 11 of those with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was, now speaking of great trades, and you know, the right time in their career, right after his age 26 season, the Eagles traded for him from Buffalo. They traded a first, a fourth, and a sixth, and he was an incredible player here. He went Pro Bowl, All Pro.
Then Hall of Famer.
Yeah, oh, definitely. He missed the 2012 season with the Achilles, but then he came back All Pro, Pro Bowl. And then the first time he missed the Pro Bowl as an Eagle actually was the year they won the Super Bowl when he got hurt in October, and then they ended up winning it anyway. But Hugh, what a career. And it's kind of weird how it ended, right? Because he ended in Chicago, Dallas, the Seahawks.
He went on a little tour.
Yeah. But now he's going to hang it up now at the age of 41 years old. Jason Peters.
I ain't mad at him, man. He had a hell of a career.
He did.
Immediately took another job in the NFL, by the way.
Well, he's going
to the Cowboys, right?
No, Seahawks. So it was like the reports must have came in like a 5-minute. Like there was a 5-minute difference in these reports where he retired. And then it was like Jason Peters will be with the Seahawks as like a, I think he's some like scout or I forget. But he's a veteran mentor.
Okay. He's transitioning to a different role. But he's going to stay on the payroll. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, I remember when he was here towards the end, his legacy here, obviously a great trade and a great player. It got kind of awkward towards the end. He didn't want to leave. And then they moved to guard once, but then back to
Jason
tackle.
Jason Peters, bless his heart.
You really thought by Doug talking there he was gone. Like, we lost him.
Bless his heart, it's crazy.
Remember he asked for more money to go back to tackle? It was kind of awkward the last few years. It was time to say goodbye.
Well, I tell you, though, but you're talking about, like, guys that play that position and play as long as they do, man, that's where it's at. Like, to have that ability and longevity in football is phenomenal. Congrats to him, man.
Yeah.
Congrats to him.
Great career. My favorite thing was when he was All-Pro in 2011, tore his Achilles, he came back, immediately made the All-Pro team again. Like, that just shows how great of a player.
At his peak, he was unbelievably good.
Oh, yeah. He was a monster. He was one of the great left tackles ever, and I agree with you, Hugh. He's a Hall of Famer. All right, let's try DeMond again here, who was in a submarine earlier. Is he out of the submarine? DeMond?
I'm out of the submarine, fellas. I'm out.
All right,
What's up?
Hey, glad to be with y'all, man. Glad to be with y'all.
You got it. We're happy to have you. So what's on your mind today? What are you thinking on this whole Myles Garrett situation?
I think that, to be honest, we forgot. We got the best player in the NFL right now, JC. These dudes on the line, they getting paid because of him. Every single down, every single game, I watch it. He's getting double teamed, triple teamed. These other dudes got to beat one-on-ones. So how good do you have to be in order to be the one-on-one? Depending on your opponent. Am I right?
Well, I think he's certainly going to help Milton Williams get a big payday in a couple weeks. That's for sure.
That's all I'm saying. So, in regards to Myles Garrett, yeah, he's phenomenal. And I heard somebody say it earlier, and I agree. If we got him, it'd be over. It'd be like Reggie White and Simmons and Jerome Brown and them back again. It'd be unstoppable. But the whole thing is, I'm not mortgaging two first-round late draft picks, if it was going to be that, for this dude, because I believe JC is the answer. I believe he's the next big thing across the league, man.
Well, he's
talking about the
yeah.
Hold on,
well, DeMond, you could be. I mean, you could be right on this. Like 2 years from now or next year, it wouldn't shock me if Jalen Carter wins Defensive Player of the Year, like the way Myles Garrett has before. Yeah, he could do it.
He the best one. Look, one more thing for y'all. Cut me off, Joe. And this is for you, Hugh. Remember, I called and I told y'all, Kuhn Matata. Stop worrying about these Washington dudes. They had to win with a backup. Man, y'all killing me. Keep talking about Washington. I'm scared of this. I'm scared. Yeah. These dudes got smoked, and they was in the mode to get smoked the first time we lost our quarterback. Other than that, they don't stand a chance. One dude, him, dig this. We played the Browns already. And who we got to go against, number one or number two in the whole league? Left tackle, right tackle. We got them. So I'm not concerned if we go to somewhere else. I'm cool.
So I understand not be scared. I'd rather him not go to Washington.
Yeah, come on.
DeMond, appreciate it. So, like, I'm not trading the two ones for him. But if you say to me, hey, do you care if he goes to Washington? Well, yeah, of course. I don't want him there.
Yeah.
I'd rather him. If I had my way, he'd go to the AFC, and then it's like, it's just kind of a wash.
Washington, without a doubt, stands a chance if they add Myles Garrett this offseason.
Of course they do.
Can we not?
I
didn't say they didn't, but I'm not afraid of him.
Well, so look, and here's what I'll say, because I understand his point about having Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. Nobody wrecks games against the Eagles, but it's not even necessarily about the game that we play Washington. Washington could end the season with a better record than us.
And have a division title.
Have a division title, the home game. And, you know, we could end up running into a team that has something that we that it matches up well with our weakness. And Washington all of a sudden goes further than us. It's not about us versus Washington. It's about, does it make Washington better than us?
Yeah, I'd rather.
Out of the NFC.
Yeah, they're a threat. I mean, if you don't think they're a threat moving forward, I think you're
being, they are a threat. Yeah. And they're going to be a threat even if they don't get Myles Garrett.
Yep.
You know, it's just, that's just. That's just the reality of it. I can't worry about that. I have to worry about what's best for the Eagles and the path that they take to get to where they want to go.
So I do think that Howie's going to keep himself involved in this, if only nothing else than to make the Commanders pay more. Like, if it comes down to that, if I'm Howie, I would go to my limit just to get the Commanders to throw one extra thing in.
Oh, they're going to do that.
Yeah, but they're going to
do that.
But that could hurt them down the line.
Yeah, down the road. Because this is, again, this is chess. This ain't checkers. This is chess.
But, okay, if this is checkers, if the Myles Garrett thing is a checkers move, this is kinging me. We're getting kinged.
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, so I heard somebody make that comparison.
It's not bad. Yeah.
You know what DeMond? You know what DeMond reminded me of there? I got PTSD from the Saquon conversation last offseason. Our O line makes any running back look great. Like, you know, what's Saquon going to do? Run for 2,000 yards? Yeah. By the way, so what if Myles Garrett plays with Jalen Carter? In the Saquon comp, that's a 20 sack season.
But see, nobody's. Well, I'm not denying that could be the case. I'm more so about what am I giving up to getting.
Right.
That has been my argument all day long.
Yeah, I think.
What am I giving up to getting?
F them picks, you.
I can't give up all of them.
I could only speak for myself. I questioned how great Saquon would be because his age, his injuries, like how would he could he do what he did, and he did. I won't question, can Garrett next year be dominant with next to Carter and with Vic Fangio? Yeah, like, it's probably pretty likely if he got here next year, he'd have 15, 16, 17 sacks in this defense. You're not going to hear me say, you know what? I don't know if he's any good anymore. But very quickly, that changes with a lot of these guys. Like, 2 years from now, the fall off could start. And then those picks we gave up, it's like, man, I wish we didn't do that. You know, that's it.
If you think people are riding the high of this Super Bowl win, could you imagine if we go back-to-back next season?
Well, that would be a
then
level.
It doesn't matter what the hell they do for people.
So but we are yelling at each other 2 weeks after the break.
Well, I'm just saying, like, because this whole thought that we just won the Super Bowl, you know, who got, like, we'll go right back, like, can you imagine if we won back-to-back? How this town will really be smelling themselves?
It'd be insane. It'd be really awesome. Would. It would be awesome. 215-592-9494. All right, Cowboy Jim is up here. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hey, I was just reading. Travis Kelce was sick during the Super Bowl. Guess that'd make any defense look good, right?
You're saying they played well because Travis Kelce had a cold? I mean, come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the bubble guts.
Our defense was sick, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hugh, I'll get to you in a second. Listen, DeMarcus Lawrence is probably going to go, so we need Myles Garrett. If Myles Garrett goes to the Eagles, I will watch no football for next year. I will watch
again.
Nothing.
You're missing the story. Parsons is going to ask out, and you guys are going to have nothing. How's that sound?
Well, great. Okay, let's talk about the hypocrisy of the Eagle fans and WIP with the tush push.
Okay.
If the Dallas Cowboys had the tush push and we were successful,
what have I done to deserve this?
Everybody was doing it. You guys would throw a fit.
Yeah, but this is not
24/7.
First of all, do you realize how absurd the world is where the Cowboys are really that good? I mean, Cowboy Jim, it's been 30 years. 30.
He's on another planet.
I look to the future. I look to the future. I don't look to the past. Okay, so
you had got to be smoking something.
Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
Something you said yesterday. So you said that defensive players need to play harder to stop the tush push. So, Hugh, when Jim Johnson said, hey, guys, we need to spend 30 minutes on stopping the Cowboys' tush push, and, well, 90% of it will be successful, but you'll probably get injured doing it. So how did you play harder? How would you have played harder?
What do you mean? Are you talking about Sean McDermott? Are you drawing some parallels to Sean McDermott?
I'm saying. They're not talking about injury during the game because they only do like two or three times a game. I'm talking about injuries during the
practice.
Practice. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't think they. I don't. I think the way that Coach Sirianni framed it is that they do a great job of taking care of guys when they practice the tush push. So there's no chance for them to get injured.
It's almost like they practice the technique more than the actual physicality of it because they don't want any, people jumping on each other.
Yeah, they don't want to get injured.
Yeah.
So how can these other teams, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Commanders, they have to learn how to defeat it because they have to play you twice.
Sure.
But these other teams only have maybe 2 or 3 days a week, if they're playing the Eagles that week, to learn to try to stop it. And you can't stop it
Jim,
in 2 or 3 days.
But Jim, most teams can't stop Patrick Mahomes from throwing. Do we take his arm away? Like, what are we doing?
Well, you took away Travis Kelce because he was sick, so, made you all look good.
Yeah, that seems to me like a convenient spin that he's in decline. He had a cold in the Super Bowl. Yeah, he's 35.
I'm sick.
Come on now.
And I'm having another issue today. It's very serious going on here. It's apparently the Eagle players were voting about what's good and bad about things, that everyday things, and they gave travel an F.
That's because of you.
Right. So an F.
That's disturbing.
They went from a C- to an F. What did I do?
Well, I think they may probably know you, who you are, and your alter ego.
Is that what it is?
They listen to WIP.
He's been outed.
Yeah, you're in trouble now, Jim. I don't know why they did that, but hopefully it gets better. How about that? That's a tough spot for Jim. They gave Jim an F. Much like our listeners, Cowboy Jim gets an F from the Eagles.
That's crazy.
Maybe if you upgrade them to first class like you did the afternoon show, they won't be making them sit
at least he's taking accountability on the air for it.
Yeah, that felt like it hit him in the stomach when he saw that.
Deep. That was good.
Again, you upgraded Jack Fritz to first class, and you didn't do that for us. So am I bitter about it? Absolutely.
Should be.
Yeah, I'm like Sirianni.
Jack doesn't deserve that.
Take offense to that. Dustin in the Northeast wants to go after Hugh. What's up, Dustin?
Joey G.
Dustin, first of all, Dustin, what did I do?
What can you do? You know what I mean, dude? You're going to call me crazy right now, brother. I feel like this is called a Hugh Douglas moment. Dude, I completely forget what I was mad about. I got a work call while I was on hold. Big fella.
Were you mad at me about my whole Myles Garrett giving up the two first-round draft picks?
No, it does have to be with that because you're the only defensive player that doesn't want to get a Hall of Fame defensive player in here.
No,
like,
no.
I'll
let you finish. Dustin, go
Hold
ahead.
On.
I'll let you finish.
Maybe Dustin has unpacked something.
I knew this was coming.
Hugh wants less people that will be better pass rushers than him here
that
in Philadelphia.
That is not the case.
Wow, the psychology of this.
No, Dustin, I'm going to let you finish and then allow me to defend myself. Go. The floor is yours.
You know, it's hilarious, dude. It just came back to me, brother. It's all coming back to me now. My favorite part of the day, and it happens once a day, is when a caller tries to overtalk you and you start getting pissed, dude. That is my favorite part. I was telling Kyle, we need the witch. After you say, go ahead.
You should see his face.
So, okay, but, wait a minute. Listen. Oh, you got it. No, I'm sorry. The floor is yours.
I think Dustin might be honest. I got some numbers here.
No, Dustin. Here's the thing, and this is the honest to goodness truth. I thought that somebody would think that when I come with my take, but Dustin, it's really rooted in how much am I giving up for him and the impact that the young guys had on the team this year. That's strictly where it's coming from. I would love to have Myles Garrett here, but how much am I willing to give up? Like those two first round draft picks, I look at that and I look at the contribution that these rookies had on this team this year. And I'm like, and I think about that and I think about how the league is going and how quarterbacks make the most money. You got to build a team that's a competitive team that is not in salary cap hell every year. That's how I was thinking. But I would love to have you.
Let me throw you this curveball at you, and the reason why I would do everything I can to get him here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose Josh Sweat. You're probably going to. I know nobody wants to hear it. He's my top pick too. You're probably going to lose the big fella inside Milton Williams. He's going to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get paid. But here's where it comes. And you're losing a Hall of Famer in Brandon Graham. You're replacing him with Myles Garrett. He is going to draw a double team every time. You already have, arguably, would you say he's the best interior defensive lineman?
Jalen Carter?
Yeah. Carter.
Yes.
So then you do what he did, what Howie did this year, and you go find the needle in the haystack with a Bond, okay? And you get the defense. You don't think Nolan Smith is going to be able to beat one-on-one. The quickness he had off the ball,
yeah.
No matter if you, as long as you bring Myles Garrett in here, whether you have rookies or you have dudes that were on practice squads that were on the brink, kind of like a Bond, they're going to get the opportunities on this defense. Right now, you got to do everything you can to get this Hall of Famer on the end because it's going to solidify your defensive line so that Vic Fangio doesn't have to blitz in the Super Bowl again next year because his defensive line is going to be so
unbelievable. They didn't blitz in the Super Bowl, though.
I know. Well, he's worried, but there were
I see what you're saying. But Dustin,
Williams.
How about and this is another reason. Like, if it wasn't this year, I would be on board with you, but you know why? This is the year that when you hear all the experts talk about the draft class this year, lot of defensive linemen, mm-hmm. man, lot of good players,
and you can get one cheap.
And you get that's what I like. I'm looking at the future. You get a lot of pass rushers cheap, and the one thing that I do know, Dustin, is if you get a young guy in here in this system and just say, "Hey, go get the quarterback," because you could do that this year. They have a lot of those guys in it, and that's kind of my thinking. I hear you, and I'm with you on Myles Garrett within reason. That's the only thing.
But that's not all in. Within reason is different. All in means you're going to go to the nth degree. Dustin, we appreciate the phone call. So Dustin gave us a lot there, but one thing he may have hit a trigger point was like, is Hugh just trying to protect his place in Eagles history?
I think he's on to something.
So Hugh Douglas currently ranks sixth all time with the Eagles in sacks, where it's Reggie, Trent, Brandon Graham, Clyde Simmons, Fletcher, and then you're sixth.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Last year you were okay with Hassan Reddick, who was barreling down on your 54.5
mm-hmm.
in an Eagles uniform. You're okay letting him go. I'd say a lot of times the last 2 weeks you have mentioned that Josh Sweat is out of here. Josh is just 11 sacks behind you for the most in Eagles, sixth most in Eagles history. And now, against the idea of Garrett, who would probably top those 54.5 in 4 or 5 years. So, I mean, Kyle, do you think deep down Hugh's just trying to protect his spot?
Yeah, not even deep down. I mean, it's pretty outward. He's just doing a good job of hiding it today.
Oh my goodness.
Hiding behind logic.
I like how it gets personal. Can I offer y'all up something? You know, when I got here and I was playing, I was fourth on that list.
Oh.
I moved back two spots, which I am totally okay with.
Well, I don't know about that.
I am. Because Trent Cole bumped me back, and then Brandon.
And Fletcher.
Fletch, who was.
So it was Reggie. It was Reggie Simmons, and then you when you left. You were third when you
left. I was plummeting down.
But no, dude, that's what it's about. But you know what I take extreme joy in, and you probably won't believe when I say it. Trent Cole is from Xenia. Trent Cole used to watch me at practice when he was at Central State. So in essence, like, Trent Cole kind of modeled his game after mine.
Let's keep an eye on this.
That makes me feel great.
Because Trent Cole is also long
great.
Retired.
Yeah, it made me feel great.
He's growing up watching you.
All right, I need us all to do. We need to remind ourselves. Let's put a reminder. When it's time for Nolan Smith's contract extension, let's see where Hugh, what side Hugh's on the debate. Because Nolan is probably going to be in that ballpark.
Nolan's going to be a beast, man.
Yeah.
Listen.
He was like, see, get him out of here. I wouldn't re-sign him as he's barreling down on your
side. So wait a minute. See, this is how I look at it. I'm the prototype. They're the upgrades. But it started with me.
They're a pioneer.
You feel me?
Trailblazer.
Like I'm the prototype.
Trailblazer Douglas.
It started with me. I am the prototype. And then they built a better version of me every time. That's how I look at it.
They said, if we could just make his arms a little bit longer.
That's what I'm saying. But I was the template that they're built off of. So I'm the foundation.
Wow.
So in
this
essence,
is a spin job.
So in essence, I'm their daddy. Like, in essence, I'm their father. I am Darth Vader in this piece. I'm going to say something else.
Yeah.
All right, let's end with
you
this.
Said enough.
Yeah, you really have. You need to take a deep breath.
Hey,
we need to end with this.
Got to find some way to make myself feel
better.
Yeah,
that was good spin. We need to end with this because when you see a call like this on the board, you can't let it go. Bill in Warrington says, you and I, Hugh, sound like Cowboys fans.
Let's see how Bill spins
ahead,
this.
Bill.
How do we sound like Cowboy fans, Bill?
I love you guys, though. I'll start off with that. And go Birds.
Go Birds, Bill.
Go
what's
Birds.
Man, we are in our Super Bowl window to set a dynasty, to set a standard for the league to look up to, man. I don't think we pull the gas pedal off the metal or keep it at the same speed. I think we add a tank of nitrous and try to jam it up and go crazy. And Myles Garrett would be like adding a tank
of
nitrous to that defensive
line. I like the car.
He's speaking your language.
The other thought with Q's analogy about the car is Q, you're buying a car for fun or to drive around, but it's not a race car. Although it may be fast and you can win some street races, it's not a race car that's going to win the Indy 500 or anything like that. We're trying to build that car that will win that quarter mile against anyone.
But that Indy cars and drag cars are two different cars. Not two analogies.
You're willing to put as much money as possible into those cars to become the best.
No, as a drag. No, wait a minute. First of all, Bill, I'm pushing back just a little bit. When you build a drag car, you build it for more bang for your buck. If you're building an Indy car, that's something totally different. So
comes out with another car that has an improvement, you're going to try to add that improvement.
But if I could tweak my drag car and keep the cost down, ain't that a win?
That's only if you come out victorious with the
same
exact
thing. That's what I'm saying. But we're winning.
You're banking on the Eagles winning a Super Bowl staying pat, essentially. I'm trying to say, let's go all in and add another player to win that Super Bowl.
But I don't know
if they stand pat if they win a Super Bowl again. Did we be good?
Well, we don't know.
But Bill, it's not fair. It's not fair to say that they're going to stand pat. They're at the combine right now.
I like how not trading a first-round pick is standing pat. Last year's first-round pick was their starting quarterback.
Cooper DeJean, Bill.
Awesome.
Cooper DeJean.
They were awesome. I love both of them. There's a little bit of luck into that. Cooper DeJean fell. Let's be honest, we got lucky getting him where we were.
They also traded up. Bill, that's a good point, and I agree.
It's not standing pat. It's kind of down the middle moves.
Yeah, but
it's smart.
If you hit on them,
then you get lucky.
Yeah, and you have better chance of long-term success. All right. Did we change anyone's mind today? Did we settle anything? Or no, the three of us are exactly where we were four hours ago.
I'm not trying to give up a whole lot. I like him. I like him a lot. I just don't want to give up two first-round draft picks.
All right, Frugal Douglas says no. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Ike, Spike, and Fritz next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!